Ken Watmore, your host of Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. Thanks for joining us. It's Sunday and it's 5 o'clock. That means it's time for the Featured Artist Profile. This is a great show. Show where we get an opportunity to listen to a CD cover to cover, some of the hottest Christian music from around the globe. Hey, well, thanks for joining me. It's Ken Watmore with the Featured Artist Profile here on Power Players Radio, the radio ministry of 1615.tv. I'm very excited today to have one of the, and I don't say this for his credit, but for God's, certainly he is using him in a mighty way, but one of the number one R&B gospel guys on the planet right now, thank the Lord, Kevin LeVar. Kevin, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man.
That's cool. I'm so glad that you joined me. We were just sharing a little bit before we started the show that you're just kind of chilling today. So I like that, and that gives us an opportunity to chill together and talk a little bit about you and everything like that. Let me start by saying this, man. Before getting into it, I know you've been singing for a while and everything. Did you ever imagine that God would be using you in the way he's using you right now?
Did I ever imagine? You know, he began to speak to me. His plan for my life, several years ago, and it took him a while to convince me that this was what he had called me to. So, you know, he kind of let me know about it, but still, it's still somewhat surreal that you get to worship and experience the presence of God for a living. You know, that's amazing. You actually get to make a living by worshiping the Lord.
So yeah,
that's a blessing.
That's awesome, man. And, you know, and the road's not easy, right?
Not at all. Not at all. It's definitely warfare. It's definitely, you know, you have the enemy that's always trying to come to discourage you. And, you know, it definitely hasn't been easy, but it's been worth it, though.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I know a lot of people have always thought, and I'm guilty, you know, before being in ministry, man, I can tell you that I've been just as guilty as thinking, man, it must be so easy. Once you get signed, you get into music, you get, you know, whatever that career might take off in. When it comes to entertainment or athletics, which is a lot of the stuff that I deal with, it seems from the outside that, whoa, you get the paycheck, it's all good, and you can go off and worship and praise and everything like that. But there's a battle that's going on daily, all the time.
Yeah. Absolutely. It really is. You really have to stay on your knees and just really stay before the Lord, because they're constant attacks, constant, you know, just distractions and even temptations. And, you know, our Lord had to go through it himself, so surely we're going to have to go through it. But, you know, staying on your knees and staying in the Word of God, you know, just keeping people around you that will be honest with you and help you stay on track is always helpful.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Well, let's find out a little bit about Kevin LeVar. For the people who are just joining us, I'm with Kevin LeVar on the radio today. I wanted to find out, what, man, where do you come from? Tell me about you and your family when you grew up.
Well, my father and my mom, they raised us, you know, in the church. My brother and I, Dwayne, he's the oldest, I'm the baby. And, you know, we were always, you know, in church. You know, that's my father... had us praying together. You know, we couldn't get out the car to go to school unless we quoted the scripture, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, and greater is he who is in me than he that is within this world." Those two scriptures, we had to quote them before we got out so the car. So my father, he always kept us in the Word of God, and he played the saxophone. My mother sang. He sang as well. And so I was always around music, and they always encouraged us to sing and whatnot. And my brother, he gravitated more towards the drums, and now he plays actually professionally for me. But I went towards the microphone and haven't dropped it since. So it's been, you know, I just bless God, you know, that they. But I've known for a long time, ever since I was maybe seven or eight, I've known that singing was what I was called to do.
Man, and called for sure. You know, one of our guys originally saw you at a gospel concert in, you know, for the Super Bowl or leading up to the Super Bowl a couple of years back, and brought me back a CD, or just last year, right? They brought me back the CD, Let's Come Together, and man, I was just like, dude, this guy has been gifted. It's awesome. And I tell you that the music ministers to me. God is definitely working through you. And now, you know, as I've developed a relationship with we've got a mutual friend that I've developed a relationship with over the past couple of years, you know, it's funny to see how people that you kind of get to know through somebody else start to grow and prosper in their career. And I don't mean prosper financially. I don't know where you're at, care where you're at that way, but prosper in the way that God's really advancing through you. And it's awesome, man. My kids watch Gospel Music Channel. They're not allowed to watch any other music channel, but they watch Gospel Music Channel when they get up in the morning, when they're getting ready for school and stuff. And man, all the time I'm seeing Kevin LaVar, and, I'm like, wow, man, that's cool to watch that happen. And that's let's talk about that. That's the song, A Heart That Forgives, that I see on there all the time. You guys did an awesome job with that video, man.
Man, thank you so much. We worked with Feature Productions. They're out of Canada, actually. Wonderful, wonderful job they did. And the song, A Heart That Forgives, you know, it just really is a prayer, really. And I'd come through quite a few, you know, situations. Then God just kind of allowed me to be tested in a lot of different ways, and I had to make a decision in each one of those situations to either hold on to it or forgive the debt and let it go. Whether it was an emotional debt or an actual debt, it wasn't easy, but God gave us grace. And I just wrote this song. I said, God, you know, I want a heart that just forgives, that just is second nature, you know, so give me your heart. And I went in the studio and went to record it and thought maybe, okay, I'm over all the things that I went through. Now I'm going to sing this to encourage somebody else. And I got behind the microphone and all these emotions started to, you know, coming up, and I didn't tell them to stop the tape. I just kind of let it play out. And people really appreciated that they can hear the sincerity even as I'm singing it in my voice.
Yeah, there's no question that you can feel that. And the song is emotional. The video represents that very well. I mean, it's an emotional video to watch. Hey, man, just is that Brian in the video at the end? Just between you and
Brian?
Me?
Brian?
Yeah.
Nah, that's not him.
I always look at his pictures on Facebook and I say, man, is that him? I'm trying to connect the dots, but we've only talked on the phone for years. Anyways, but I digress, man. So let me go into this, that you've set up now a Heart That Forgives campaign. People that can go to your website, and I believe it's kevinlavar.com, right?
Yes, sir.
If they go there, I want them to check out the Heart That Forgives campaign. Tell us a little bit about that. We know about the song, but tell me about that.
You know, the Heart That Forgives campaign, you know, once we begin to get so many emails and messages coming in about how the song A Heart That Forgives was impacting people's lives, you know, the Lord really began to press upon our hearts, you know, this is more than just a song. You need to really take the time and really, you know, reach out to the people as it pertains to this issue of forgiveness. And we say, you know, this isn't a song, this is a campaign. And then we say, you know what, it's even more than a campaign, it's a movement. So, you know, what we're going to do, we're going to kick it off. We've been talking with the Global Forgiveness Day founders. They founded Global Forgiveness Day in Canada. I think it was Victoria, Canada, or either Ontario, Canada, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so we've been connecting with them and working with them. And so we're going to kick the campaign off actually in August of next year with a big concert, I believe, in Canada. And then we're coming to the States, and our goal is to hit every one of the states. We're going to do a campaign, and this campaign is going to have, you know, different speakers and a lot of different musicians and artists that come in and just, you know, encourage the people with songs about, you know, forgiveness and love and just really letting go of the past and living free in the present. That's the name of our slogan, Forgive and Live. So we're going to call it the Forgive and Live Tour. And we're going to have people from the American Heart Association that give a 3 to 5 minute, you know, encouraging word about the benefits of the health benefits of releasing bitterness and forgiveness. So, you know, actors and actresses and then we're going to have testimonies from around the world, people that we fly in, as well as a video of stories where people were able to forgive amazing atrocities, you know, and able to move on with their lives. And hopefully by the end of the night, the people that are there feel empowered to just really move forward and forgive the past.
That sounds awesome, man. We're going to talk further. I'll get a link up on our website for that as well, to join up with you on that. I love it. That's cool, man.
Thanks, man.
So right now, what do you got pressing forward? I always wonder with different artists too. Are you constantly working on new songs, new material, so you put forth the next CD? Are you working on moving on to tour right now? What's going on with you now?
A little bit of all of the above. The project came out about a year ago, and it's just now really starting to, you know, get out there. And so the label, they really want us to work this thing. They know it's a really good project. They're really excited about it. And so we're going to do like a re-release. The campaign, I just wrote a song for the campaign called Forgive and Live.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I did a live version of A Heart That Forgives. And so they want to put those two songs on the re-release of the project that came out last year. And they're going to repackage it, and they're going to brand it with the campaign and everything. So we're really excited about that. And then we're going to have the Heart That Forgives video on the re-release as well. At the same time, yes, I am. I'm working on new material. I have about 3 albums already done, pretty much, that I've already written. So it's just a matter of really just going into the studio and laying them down.
Wow.
Shouldn't take them 1, 2, or 3 months, to be honest, once we get started. My main focus is, man, this campaign, because I believe that this thing could really, really take the win and just have a life of its own. But as far as I'm always writing, you know, songs,
yeah,
and, you know, hearing different ideas. And, I love what I do, Ken.
That's cool, man. What a great blessing in itself. So when you're back home and you're at church, is it every weekend, hey, Kevin, come up and sing for us, or do they leave you alone?
You know what? We travel so much. Most weekends, we're either, ministering somewhere. And my pastor, he lets me rest.
Yeah.
He lets me rest. Because he knows I'm always going. And, sometimes we're on tour, so we're gone for 2 months, you know. And so when I come back, he says, man, I'm just glad that you're able to get some rest. And I just thank God for him. It's Pastor Millender, Victorious Life Church in Alexandria, Virginia. It's what we do. People ask me, you know, man, do you ever get tired of the road? Actually, I don't.
Right.
I actually love hotels.
Yeah.
I love hotels, and I love meeting all the different kinds of people that I've been meeting. We made the first ballot of the Stellar Awards, which is the gospel side. I think we were nominated in 9 categories. And so that's been great. So
wow.
That's something new.
That's cool.
That just happened. So we'll see what happens. I think they do it in January.
Yeah.
Aired in January. Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, I love hotels too, man. I like to travel. It's good. You know, when we go, like our family will drive, you know, we're out in Colorado, we'll drive to Florida or something like that. Part of the whole vacation for my family, my kids and everything is just stopping at the hotels on the way, man. That's as good as when you get
right,
there
right.
Sometimes. It's cool. We really enjoy that. So, man, you know, I guess I would just ask this. When you are doing this, do you feel like there's stuff that you maybe wanted to do outside of music that this hinders, or do you feel like you're able to incorporate that? Or the third leg of that question is, this is exactly where God wants you. I mean, we can hear that in the voice and everything like that, but I mean, for real, inside, sometimes people say, man, I wish I was doing this a little bit or that. Is there anything on your heart that, you know, you feel like you want to be doing differently or in addition to what you're doing now?
I'm a preacher. I'm mm-hmm. a preacher, and I was doing that even before I signed the deal. So I still preach the gospel. Whenever the Lord opens the door, I have to preach it a couple of times this month.
Yeah.
But and I love to do that, and I thank God He blesses me to be able to do both.
Yeah.
Preaching, and I wanted to write, so I wrote a book. So while we were preparing for the project to come out and things were kind of slow, I was writing the book, and now the book is complete and it should be coming out sometime next year. So, to be honest with you, it's wonderful when you find that place where you're supposed to be.
Hmm.
And, and you know you are doing exactly what God made you to do, it's just there's a rest.
Yeah.
You know? And I do believe, you know, in the future I'll pastor a church. I know that's all my life. I know that's a part of my call, but not at the moment though. Right now it's travel.
Yeah, that's right.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. So
that's,
I mean,
cool.
And again, you know, the kind of ministry that we are, I love to tell people, you know, it's Kevin LaVar and One Sound, number one. That's the name of the group of people that I've been blessed to lead. And I love to tell them, you know, we're intercessors. We're prayer warriors that just so happen to sing. So we get up, you know, on Tuesdays and Thursday mornings, and we pray from 5 to 6 in the morning. And also on Saturdays we'll pray at 3 p.m. And we'll just we'll pray for other ministries. We'll pray for, you know, situations, you know, in our country. We'll just pray. However, you know, we'll have different prayer focuses. And so it's more to us. It's more than just singing. I really, really do care about people. I really want to see people, you know, set free and, you know, from all kinds of addictions and chains. And I believe that you deal with that in prayer so that it's easier when you get on the stage. You know, you can really minister.
Yeah.
The folks. Yeah.
Well, that's cool, man. Well, I want to encourage all our listeners again to go to kevinlavar.com and check out all, you know, your music. You can listen to some music there. You can pick up some music for your own collection there, and keep on track with what Kevin's doing in One Sound, and also check out the Heart That Forgives campaign. But on the last thing, I'll wrap up with this question. You were brought up in the church, like you said, and brought up in music, and kind of knew your calling. You know, a lot of people listening that might, you know, feel like they want to do these things and feel like maybe they're called, maybe they're not called. You know, so I would ask, again, another two-part question, right? That one, how did you see, you know, how did you know and feel that that was God's calling? Like, you can recognize this isn't just that I want to sing, but this is where God's leading me. And two, maybe a word of encouragement for people who think that, oh, I just can't do that. It's too big for me.
Wow, that's interesting. It was a passion of mine, and I always heard a preacher say, you know, if you want to find out what you were meant to do, look at where your passion lies. You know, look at what you're passionate about. And you know, as a child, I just loved to sing. You know, I remember they had a bunch of us on a radio interview when I was young, maybe 9 years old, and they went around the table, the radio DJ went around the table and said, so what do you want to be, you know? And different ones said astronaut, different ones said football player. And they got to me, and I so confidently I said, I want to be a singer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even at 9 years old, just as confident. And then they ended up asking me again, and I just said, you know, very confidently, I want to be a singer, you know?
Yeah.
And you know, even at 9 years old, I just knew that was in me. But it was when I was maybe 20, I was on stage in Maryland, and it's almost as though the Lord, right then, at that moment, I saw how the people were being blessed and how they were being impacted. And it's like God let me almost have like a out-of-body experience where I was able to kind of just see myself in the moment. It was weird. And it just said, wow, I found my place. I found my place. This is where I'm supposed to be. And from that moment forth, I knew, you know, no matter what happens, the ups and the downs, I'm going to keep doing this. And for those that aren't quite sure, you know, what they should do, I would just say really pray and seek the Lord. And because he'll direct and he'll guide you. I mean, I spend a lot of time, you know, on my knees, just to make sure I got things right, you know, make sure that I'm going in the right direction. And, you know, and with a lot of prayer and good counseling, good counselors from pastors and things of that nature, I was able to make the right decision. And I still have decisions to make. You know, I think you're always going to have people in your life that you should have in place to speak and to guide you. And you know, the Bible says in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. So it can be done. It sometimes, it was scary. I remember when the Lord first began to deal with me about, you know, the notoriety that comes with singing years ago, it scared me because I didn't want to be in a fishbowl.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a fishbowl, people outside the fishbowl can point and look at all your imperfections.
Uh-huh.
But God was just like, Kevin, just stay close to me and you'll be just fine. I'll keep you insulated from all of the attacks. Because sometimes those attacks aren't even warranted. It's, you know, we can be more critical when it's not us.
Yeah.
But God is, he's faithful. He's faithful and he's allowed me to face my fears. And I know that he's going to keep me. He's been keeping me. And I'm not afraid anymore. I told the song on the project called Hiding Place was written because of that very thing. It was my fear of my future. And the Lord says, Kevin, even when you get to where you're going, I'll be your hiding place.
Well, that's awesome, man. I definitely think that that's encouraging for everyone to know. I mean, yeah, I would have to agree that it'd be silly not to agree. Everything's got to start with prayer. You got to give it to God first and seek him. He will direct our paths, and I know that. But encouraging also to know that once you're there, that you can be, you know, refreshed and you know and encouraged to continue on. And for the people who think, you know, can I do this? And I would even add in, you know, the people who think that maybe something they really want to do or desire to do, feel like maybe God's moving them that way and they think it's just too big. You know, it's not too big for him. It's only too big for the limitations we put on it. So,
wow.
Yeah.
It's a great big God.
That's right. That's right, man. Well, hey, Kevin LaVar, this has been awesome. I've enjoyed getting to know you.
And I
again, encourage all our listeners, go to kevinlavar.com. We're going to keep playing you on our station, and I look forward to you and I being able to do some more stuff in the future. And, man, may God just bless your career and use it for all his glory and purposes.
Man, the blessings of the Lord rest upon your program and all that you're doing, even your family and finances and everything. And I appreciate you. And anytime you need us, just call.
Thanks, man. You have a great day.
You too, bro.
Well, if you had a chance to listen into that interview, that's Kevin LaVar with One Sound, and the CD is Let's Come Together. You can certainly see Kevin all over Gospel Music Channel, especially with the track off that album, A Heart That Forgives. It's an awesome video, awesome song, and I think you're really going to enjoy the CD. So I just want to invite you to sit back and relax and take a listen to Kevin LaVar and One Sound as we go through the CD, Let's Come Together. And thanks for joining us again on the Featured Artist Profile this week.